واصحابه ومن والاه رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنه وفي الاخره حسنه وقنا عذاب النار السلام عليكم ورحمه الله وبركاته جزاكم الله خيرا everybody for coming out and sticking around we will inshallah start with the chapter of al-masḥ 'ala al-khuffayn wiping over the socks okay so this chapter I will reference to you from we will use two sources one is Umdatul Ahkam which is our book of fiqh that we have been using for this lesson but also we will be referencing Rawd al-Murbi' which is the explanation of Zad al-Mustaqni' this is a Hanbali book of fiqh and this is the referencing here is just to fill in some of the gaps that are left in the book inshallah right so with that said let us proceed with that so there are two ahadith in the chapter of wiping over the socks hadith number 1 is as follows it is an al-Mughira ibn Shu'bah is that flickering or is that my eyes it's flickering right okay I'm like maybe it's so late I'm like oh it's okay oh no it's okay Well, then I don't know if I'll be able to see then, right? Oh, it's because of the fan. No problem. If you want to keep it on, no worries. Huh? Okay, khalas. Okay. Yeah. But the fan was good either way. I mean, I'm fine either way, inshallah. But it was actually not flickering, it's the fan going in front of it. That's what was causing it. Okay, that said, Bismillah. Let me just put this post up so the people who are watching online can also see. And Bismillah. Alright, so. Al-Hadith al-Awwal, the first book or the first hadith in this chapter is as follows. An al-Mughira ibn Shu'bah, as is narrated by al-Mughira ibn Shu'bah, قال كنت مع النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في سفر فأهويته لأنزع خفيه I was with the messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم while the messenger was traveling so I bent down to take off his two khufs okay we'll talk about what a khuf is and what a sock is in a minute okay so the messenger is wearing khufs okay and then when I was doing that فقال دعهما فإني أدخلتهما طاهرتين فمسح عليهما متفق عليه. He said, leave them because I wore them when I was in a state of wudu, and then he wiped over them. Right? This hadith is in both Sahih Bukhari and Sahih Muslim. All right. The other hadith in the chapter is from Hudhayfa ibn al-Yaman عن Hudhayfa ibn al-Yaman رضي الله تعالى عنه قال كنت مع النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في سفر فبال وتوضأ ومسح على خفيه مختصرا okay. He said I was with the messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم while he was traveling and the messenger used the restroom and urinated and then made wudu and in his wudu he wiped over his what? His khufs. Alright? Those are the two ahadith that we find in the chapter of Al-Masḥ 'ala al-Khuffayn in both Sahih Bukhari and Sahih Muslim. Now, let us discuss the following things. What is a khuf? Okay, what is a khuf? A khuf is, anybody know? Outer covering or? Leather socks. Right? Socks, leather socks, right? Excellent. Okay. Al-Khuf is described to be, I'll read to you this description from Rawd al-Murbi'. It says, it is a type of a footwear that يُمْكِنُ مُتَعْبَعَةُ الْمَشِّي فِيهِ عُرْفًا It is possible that you can walk in it. It is possible that you can wear them and walk in it. Not indoors, outdoors. Okay? So a khuf actually is not the leather sock that is worn and then on top of that you wear a shoe. That's not the khuf back in the day. Back in the day, the khuf was it's a in between a shoe and a sock. It was like in between a shoe and a sock. It's not really a shoe the way a shoe is, with a sole and a strap on top, right? And it looks like a sock, because you put it on like a sock. But unlike a regular sock, you can actually walk around in it outside. And it is possible for you to, like, you know, use it as footwear. That is what a khuf was. Alright? And this is not, like, Imam Ahmad says about this, by the way, rahimahullah. He says, لَيْسَ فِي قَلْبِي مِنَ الْمَسْحِ شَيْءٌ فِيهِ أَرْبَعُونَ حَدِيثًا عَنْ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. He says that I have no doubt in my heart about wiping over the socks and the khufs, because there are 40 ahadith about this from the Sahaba narrating what the Prophet ﷺ did, right? So it's not an issue, it's not a contentious issue in the opinion of Imam Ahmad. Other madhahib have some, you know, contentions here, okay? But we have to clearly understand what means khuf. When the narrator in Sahih Bukhari and Sahih Muslim says khuf, they don't mean the leather socks you can purchase from Habib's, okay? That was not the intended khuf, okay? The khuf was something you could wear as a footwear and you can, like, walk around with it. Okay? Now the other type of sock is what? Regular sock, right? Anybody know the Arabic name for it? The Arabic name for it is it's called jawrab, right? Jawrab, okay? And it's actually interesting, in Urdu when we would wear socks, right? They would say it's the same word, jawrab, right? But not pronounced in the same way. So it's funny that the Arabic word has transitioned itself in the Urdu language as well. Okay, anyway, so jawrab is the regular sock. A jawrab, you wear it, and on top of that you wear a shoe. Okay, it is also permissible, of course, to do wiping over a jawrab, just like it is permissible to do wiping over a khuf. Just like Imam Ahmad said, there's over 40 ahadith in this. He has no issue in this manner. Okay, now. The jawrab is the regular sock, and the khuf is the footwear that is a replacement of the shoe. Alright, now, when you are wearing a jawrab, there's a few things when it comes to wiping over the socks. Okay, first thing we notice, the Prophet ﷺ said, فَإِنِّي أَدْخَلْتُهُمَا طَاهِرَتَيْنِ. I put them on in a state of wudu. So this is the precondition for wiping over socks, that you have to make wudu while washing your feet and then put the sock on. Either the regular sock, for our purposes, we're really going to wear regular socks. We're not wearing khuf that you walk around with, right? I guess the closest thing you can think of a khuf, I can't even think of, like, a closest thing to a khuf. Running shoes, not really, because they don't cover your ankles, right? I think the khuf would be, if you've seen, like, those, like, you know, those old depictions of, like, a Roman soldier, right? And he's wearing this khuf until his shins. Have you seen that? That's generally what a khuf looks like, by the way. But anyway, for our purposes, we're wearing cotton socks, all right? Or polyester socks, or whatever you may have. So, condition number one is, it has to be put on after having made wudu, with washing the feet. Correct? Because otherwise you would be in a circular logic, right? That I wiped over my socks and I put them on, that I wipe over them and I put them on, like, where does it work, right? Where does it stop? So you have to wash your feet and then you can put them on. Okay, that's point number one. Point number two is, this is not mentioned in Sahih Bukhari or Muslim, rather mentioned in Umdatul Ahkam, but in other narrations, like in Muslim, Sahih Muslim, we find the Prophet ﷺ saying, لِلْمُسَافِرِ ثَلَاثَةُ أَيَّامٍ وَلَيَالِهِنَّ وَلِلْمُقِيمِ يَوْمٌ وَلَيْلًا. That for the person who is traveling, they can wipe over it for 3 days and nights. How many hours would that be? 72 hours. Great. And for the person who's not traveling, yawmun wa layla, a day and a night, how many hours? 24 hours, right? So, 24. So, we have the second condition. If you are not traveling, 24 hours you can wipe. If you are traveling, 3 days and nights, which is 72 hours, right? So it's important to keep that in mind. Excellent. Those are the two preconditions for it. The third is, you have to do it for wudu. Okay? If you have to take a bath, For example, a person has been intimate with their spouse, then you cannot wipe over your sock. Then you have to actually take off your socks and take a bath or a shower, right? A ghusl. Okay? So those are the three preconditions. Number one, you have to wear the sock after you have made wudu, washing your feet. Number two, 24 hours if you're not traveling. 72 if you are traveling. Number three is, if you have to take a shower, you have to take them off. You cannot do, you know, masha over that. Okay, that doesn't count. Those are the three things. Now, there are a few other things. When does this time start? When does the 24 hours start? As soon as you wear the sock or when? So according to the Hanbali madhab, which is again, when there's something missing in Umdatul Ahkam, I'm going to reference it from the Hanbali madhab, okay? Because that's the one that I've studied in more detail. So according to the Hanbali madhab, this begins وَابْتِدَاءُ الْمُدَّةِ حَدَثٍ أو مِنْ حَدَثٍ بَعْدَ لُبْسٍ عَلَى طَاهِرِ الْعَيْنِ. Okay, so it begins after you have broken your wudu. So you take a shower in the morning, mashallah, and you pray Fajr, okay? And then you put on your socks at 7 a.m., all right? Then you have your morning coffee, mashallah, you get to the office, and at 9 a.m. you use the restroom. Your 24 hours begin when? Not when you make the wudu at 6 a.m., not when you put the sock at 7, but when you break it at 9 a.m. That's when the 24 hours begin, all right? So that's the other piece information about that. All right, so that's basically that. The khuf and the jawrab, we discussed it. One thing I should mention for the sake of academic integrity, right? Which is that every madhab that I have studied from, like the book of this chapter, they always say it is jawrabin safiq. Okay, it is a thick sock. It is not a thin sock. Now, there are some of the fuqaha who say it doesn't matter what type of sock it is. But like I said, Imam Ahmad is like the strongest proponent of wiping over socks. And even he wants you to wear thick socks. Like thick as in a normal sock. Like I think almost all of you are wearing a jawrab safiq. Right? Like any normal sock that you wear, as long as it's not the really thin one where you can kind of see through it. Exactly, right? So as long as it's like a cotton sock, as an example, that counts as jawrab safiq. Okay? And the other thing also that's not mentioned in the books of hadith, but the fuqaha make it an important point. And again, Imam Ahmad is like the most willing one, right? He says that this is something that it should not have any holes in the socks. Your socks cannot have any openings in it, right? Well, I can't find it right now in the actual text. But it is something that if you were to wear it and there is a hole on your at the heel, Imam Ahmad and everybody else would be of the opinion that you don't wipe over those socks because it doesn't cover the area that the wiping is substituting for, right? And if you think about it, logically, it makes a lot of sense, right? So these are some of the things about wiping. Also related to wiping over socks, the fuqaha always mentions something very nice, and I love to mention this, is wiping over the imama. You know the imama, right? Imama is the turban, right? And the turban is obviously worn by the men, okay? And the hijab of the women. Okay, the reason they specify, for example, they say ويصح والمسح أيضا على الإمامة وعلى خمر النساء مدارة تحت حلقهن. The imama of the man and the hijab of the woman. What is the reason that they have allowed that? It's because the مشقة نزعها كالعمامة. Okay. It is because it's very difficult to take it off. If you have worn an imama, it takes a lot of time to like take it off and then tie it back on, right? So they have said the masha on the head, you can even do that on the imama. You cover the imama and then you cover whatever's left of your hair. If a sister is wearing hijab and it's difficult for her to take her hijab off, then she can do masḥ on the hijab. If you're wearing a kufi or a baseball hat, take off your baseball hat or kufi and do masḥ on your head, alright? It's very easy to take that off, alright? I had a friend who would do this. I saw him making wudu, and he's like, he's wearing a baseball hat, and he does like this. He's like, what you do there, man? He's like, I can wipe over it because it's allowed for the imamah. I'm like, take your hat off and make masah properly. What's wrong with you? Right? So that doesn't work. But imamah in hijab, the fuqaha allow that because it is similar in category to this. Also related to that is the cast. So if you have, say, like a cast on your arm, then you're not supposed to like take off your cast and like... like wash your hand and die. Neither is sorry.
Somebody broke the cap there. Blue Toyota.
Oh, blue Toyota. Okay. Perhaps this is a sister.
Yeah, the plate is broke.
Mm. You if you have the plate number, I can.
BY.
Okay, but it's a blue Toyota, yes. Sisters. Okay, it's a blue Toyota, please, if you have it, kindly move your car. Alhamdulillah. I have a black Toyota, so I'm fine. And it's not blocking, it's like in the parking spot. Okay, so the cast, right? So a cast or a band-aid, like a, not like a small band-aid, but like a large wrap that has covering something severe, that is something that is no problem. Wiping over as well, but say like the cast is up to here, so I will wipe up to here and then like kind of wash the rest of the area. If the cast is in the entire area, I will just wipe over the entirety of it. Okay, so those are some of the things that come when it comes to the chapter of al-mas'h al-khuffain, wiping over the socks. Related to that is all types of wiping over the hijab, of the imama, on the cast, everything is included, al-jabira, all that stuff. Okay. So that is the first thing. The second thing, inshallah, that we'll cover, which is there's two chapters we'll do quickly because the second one is very simple. The chapter of siwak, right? The chapter of the importance of using a siwak. Okay. Before I do that, if there's any questions about wiping, we can do that. We can take them now. Yes, brother. Yes. Hmm. So wiping over shoes is a good question. There is some precedence of that, you know, like in Rawd al-Murbah, he says لِأَنَّهُ مَسَحَ عَلَى جَوْرَبَيْنِ وَالنَّعَلَيْنِ رَوَاهُ أَحْمَدُ وَغَيْرُهُ وَصَحَّهُ وَالتِّرْمِذِي. Right? He says that the Messenger wiped over socks and shoes. Okay? And this is narrated by Imam Ahmad and Imam al-Tirmidhi and a few others like Abu Dawud and whatnot. So it is something that is not without precedence, right? When I say without precedence, meaning there are ahadith that describe this. Okay. However, this is not like, you know, these are things that would be rare, right? Those things would be rare because it's not the asl of the mas'ala. It's not the main part of the discussion. Right, they would say, alhamdulillah, is you should take off the shoes and wipe over the socks because that is closer to the actual topic of wiping. But it does exist, and in certain situations, it should be okay. However, my take personally is it shouldn't be done every single day. Right? It shouldn't be done like if you are, for example, like driving, like you are, like say, driving somewhere and you're in travel and. You know, it's or maybe you're sitting in a bus, you're taking a bus to like Detroit or something, right? Then perhaps it's very difficult for you to do masha over like your socks even, right? Circumstances where there is a need or where there is some ease required, I would say, wallahu alam, it's okay because like there is precedence. The Messenger did it. Right? It's not like a bid'ah or something. Okay? And it's in the books of hadith and it's been authenticated. But it's not... what is, you know, like, that's it's not the awla, right? It's not the preferred method. On a day-to-day basis, you can wipe, you should be wiping over the socks. Wallahu a'lam. Does that answer your question?
Yeah.
Okay. Follow up?
I think
Discretion, yes.
So, for example, I know once I was at a funeral in a cemetery,
Like, you know, minus 10 Fahrenheit, so like about 20 something.
Yeah, yeah.
And at that cover, he was a big part here. So somebody took his shoes off. It was incredibly cold. And he's making clothes with his heavy shoes. Now, to me, that's, you know, that's crazy.
That's a little out there, yeah.
And he's incredibly cold. The water is big. Don't take your shoes off.
So the car is BYNF162 Toyota small car blue. Okay, so sisters, I'm sorry, I'm guessing it's the sisters because the brothers and mashallah are sitting there. Alright, brother Khalifi has said something to them. No. Yes. Oh, so great point. So I'm not doing it. I'm quoting what the fuqaha are saying, right? And the reason why they say that is because if he did it once or twice, then it's not a practice that is to be done. Like, you don't want to do it every single time, right? And it is that's one opinion. You can do it every day because the hadith is sahih, right? The hadith is sahih, but it goes against the asl, right? The original issue, which is over the socks and the khuf, right? So I'm not saying it's you can't do it, because the Messenger obviously did it, but it's just a matter of practice. It ideally shouldn't be done every single day because the Messenger didn't do it every single day, right? That's the illa, that's the reasoning behind it. Does that make sense to you, Khalif? you Yeah. Yeah. No, it's like I said, it's not like it's not okay, right? But I'm just presenting to you the opinions. Generally, what I like try to do is like there's a safety net that I like to stay in with it, or like within opinions, right? So that safety net allows you to like stay within the jumhur. And that's what I was trying to present. Wallahu a'lam. Brother Ibrahim. Yes. 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 Yeah. So once you remove your socks, the thing is gone. You can't. Yeah, so now you cannot wipe again, you have to actually wash your feet before putting them on. Yes, that's very good. The car is becoming a big problem. Walk in the old entrance. Whoever's car it is, please. Kindly unblock the car. BYNF162 Toyota. Can you ask like the classroom, Osman? Sorry, Yusuf upstairs? The sisters, maybe the Arabic class there? Yeah. Khalas, okay. Okay, great question. So I made wudu, I put socks on, I have not broken wudu yet, I want to change socks. That's fine, because your time begins once you wear the socks and then you break your wudu. That's when your time starts, right? That's when the clock starts, right? So you can change socks, that's fine. But say you put the socks on and then you break wudu, and then you made wudu and wiped over the socks. Then, if you take them off, it's done, right? That's the key difference. Wallahu a'lam, right? So,
for example, sometimes you walk and you have safe shoes, right?
Yes.
And the safe shoes up here somewhere, right?
Oh, very difficult to take them off.
You have to take them off?
No. So safety shoes, like I said, those shoes you can wipe over them. Because the precedence is there, right? In the Sharia, the precedence is there to wipe over the shoes. Right? Yes. And it's the same wiping over the socks, right? I didn't demonstrate that. You just take your hand, right? You wet your hand, and just wipe over them, you know, from the toe to the top, and that's it. And you don't wipe the bottom, because the Messenger did not do that. And the very famous statement of Ali, that if the religion was based on aql, then you would wipe the bottom, not the top. Right, but it's based on naql, like following the Messenger, and that's why you wipe the top. Wallahu a'lam. Right, and by the way, when wiping the sock, doesn't mean the sock has to become drenched. Right? Some people are wiping the sock and they're washing their feet, basically, while wearing the sock. Like, brother, just take your socks off and wash your feet. You know, spare yourself from the trouble. All right? So you don't have to make them drenched. Wallahu a'lam. What the hell is this? Ah, yes. So no, that, because just like, so this is something that that's mentioned as a condition of the sock, that it covers the area of the washing that it's substituting for, right? So covers the ankle and above the ankle, and if that's why there's a big hole in the sock, then that exposes the area that it is supposed to substitute for, right? So that's why those ankle, like the low cut socks, are no good. Huh? A hole above the ankle, no problem. A hole below the thing, that's where the issue is. How good. Yes. So that is, like I said, some fuqaha say that, but actually I try to stay within the safety net of opinions, right? Huh? Or if I throw all the opinions out there, brother. I know there are opinions like that, but like I'm saying, if there is something that's not in Umda that's explicitly mentioned, what I'm sharing is of what is the Jumhur, the majority, right? And that's within, like, that's just because that's a safer approach. That there are other opinions, right? And like I said, there's not enough time for us to share all the opinions in the matter, because that's a very detailed discussion of fiqh. And if we do that, we actually walk away with like learning nothing, because there's so many opinions. So the Jumhur, that approach is just to keep it within a safety net, below one, right? That's the take I have. Type, quickly. Who determines the Jumhur? The Jumhur is determined by the Fuqaha. Oh man, the traffic is blocking the car.
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Can you ask upstairs, please? Maybe you can ask sisters upstairs, the classrooms. I don't know. Ask upstairs first, please. Yeah. Please, sisters, if you have blocked the car, kindly move the car. It's a blue car. I don't have the note anymore, but it's a blue Corolla. Blocking the entrance. All right. Okay. Quick, is brother Khalif? Yes, yes. Yeah. Yes. Yes. No, no, of course not. Yes. So because the Messenger of Allah said, دَعْهُمَا فَإِنِّي أَدْخَلْتُهُمَا صَاهِرَتَيْنِ. Right? When Al-Mughira, the great, it's a good question, right? If you wipe over your head and then you shave your head, then your wudu is not broken. Okay? Because you don't, like, you remove the hair does not mean your wudu is removed, right? But, if you remove the sock, then the wudu, you cannot wipe over it again. So the reason for that is, yes. No, I didn't say that. The wudu is fine. Oh no, the wudu didn't break. Yeah, you can't make masah again. Yeah, okay. Let me clarify. The question was, yeah. So I make wudu, and then I put my socks on. Okay. Then I pray salah, and then I break my wudu. Then I go and I make wudu again, and I wipe over the socks. Okay. My wudu is good. I pray my salah. Then I'm like, it's very hot. I'm gonna take my socks off. My wudu is still fine, but I cannot put the sock back on and start wiping again. That's the point. Yeah? Alhamdulillah. Jazakallah khair. Very good question. Barakallahu feek. I think we'll leave the chapter of Siwak for next time, because Siwak is good. I was going to actually use Siwak before Salah, and I forgot it in my jacket, subhanAllah. So it's good. Next time I'll use it, and then I can talk about it. Bismillah. Barakallahu feekum, inshaAllah. We'll end with that. Subhanakallahumma bihamdika nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Please move the Toyota. Now. Nah.
You wanted to
know
the reason
why. Yes.
Do you have to work at the same time, or can it be one?
It doesn't have to be the same time. No. That's a lot of skill, mashallah. You wipe at the same time, like, what, dude? Synchronized wiping. No, no, it doesn't. It doesn't mention in like the books like the method exactly. Not to the knowledge, the knowledge of the Hanbali madhab doesn't mention that. Wallahu a'lam in other madhab maybe or some fuqaha, right? Have the the Shafi'is? Okay, maybe the Shafi'is have the opinion. Allahu a'lam. طيب الحمد لله سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك اشهد ان لا اله الا انت استغفرك واتوب اليك السلام عليكم